You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You heard it. I'm RJ, live coast to coast, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 here in Vegas. And we've got an action-packed hour for you. Every Friday, Pick Palooza. What does that mean? Means a lot of picks. And you know what games we're going to cover? The biggest and most important games. And also the games that we have our biggest bets on. In studio with me, the pros who know. In the NFL, Steve Fezzik. And with all the college knowledge, Brad Powers. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. Here's my personal promise. We will deliver the Vegas truth to you. But you can't have pros without Joes. We appreciate him. He's my favorite. Jonas Knox, voice of the fans.
Thanks, RJ. Always good to be here and always good to come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios for 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. It's time for the Vegas perspective on the biggest sports story of the day, and that was the LeBron James debut as a Laker on Thursday night. A 9-point loss to the Portland Trail Blazers. There was a buzz in the building. But RJ, what's the Vegas takeaway on LeBron's debut?
Yeah, we're going to touch on basketball really quick. Then it's football from here. Fez, I mean, just on the surface, what I'm thinking is, okay, Portland now 16 straight wins against the Lakers. Think about that. 16 times. Revenge, I guess, for the very questionable ref calls earlier this century.
You
pretty,
think?
Pretty famous, those ones. What did you know? You watched the game, pretty much all of it. What did you see?
I saw LeBron go Superman early in this game, RJ. 13 points in the first quarter, 18 points at half. I got to tell you, I'm getting super excited. I turn up the volume. The fourth quarter's coming. I've seen this story before. LeBron's going to take over, right? No. LeBron just kind of takes a backseat, gets down the court last, and lets his teammates take the shots in the fourth quarter. Very surprising.
Is it surprising? Because if the goal was to win last night, it would have been bad strategy. LeBron should have said, jump on my back, hold on to my cape, let's go, right? But his goal isn't to win that game. His goal is to win a title in the next couple years. And I think we know this year would be tough to win a title. Maybe some big trades coming up before the deadline, but we don't know. So what's he trying to do? He's trying to empower. LeBron is trying to empower the very young Laker team. Wouldn't you say this could be analogous to what Boston was forced to do, the Celtics, with the injuries last year? Okay, Tatum, you've got the ball late in this second-round playoff series. Not Kyrie, not Hayward. Well, what is everyone saying right now? Well, the Celtics, yeah, it would have been nice if they won last year. But those young players matured and benefited from the experience. Isn't this potentially what LeBron's doing, saying, I can't carry this team all the way to a title. I've got to empower these guys to be ready, maybe not this year, but next year, to have that ball against the Warriors late in Game 7. Of a conference final. What do you think?
I think you nailed it. And in fact, late in the game, RJ, at one point, LeBron whips around the back pass to a teammate that's not there, almost like letting that teammate know, hey, you should have been there. In other words, the being in the right place was more important than winning this game.
You're saying you think LeBron threw the ball away on purpose?
It was the strangest pass. No one was within 20 feet of it, RJ.
So just think, how great would it be to be LeBron and you make a seemingly mistake, but it was just to teach the young kids a lesson. It's like LeBron love for Fez.
Next up, we go to the NFL. Thursday Night Football Week 7 is underway, and we got a blowout as the Denver Broncos hammered the Arizona Cardinals 45-10. It's so bad in the desert that Arizona even fired their offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, earlier today. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on those Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, game's pretty bad where we can't even get on air the next day before the guy gets fired. I mean, that... I mean, let's give that, you know, some credit of how bad it was. But we've heard all day on talk radio, in the papers, on Twitter, etc., how bad Arizona was. Oftentimes, that surface conversation is not the whole story. Faz, what do you think the story from Thursday Night Football is?
I think the story is the rookie quarterback Rosen and how he handled a severe pass rush, RJ. Frankly, that's a difficult situation. Hey, the great quarterbacks can sometimes manage it and still succeed. The average quarterbacks have seen this before and know they're not going to succeed, and they stay out of trouble. They throw the ball away. What I saw from Rosen last night was that he panicked. He tried to go ahead and throw the ball into coverage. He held the ball too long, made tremendous mistakes.
Okay, so what you're saying is, listen, it's hard to succeed as an NFL quarterback under pressure from the rush. The great ones can. Aaron Rodgers, the great ones can. He's a great example because of his mobility and his arm strength. But there's a huge other chunk of NFL caliber starters, not great. They don't perform well under pressure, but they don't give the game away. Then you've got the young, inexperienced guys that sometimes panic. And right now, Rosen facing more pressure from Denver's pretty good rush than he has all in his short NFL career. He panicked. And what we're saying is a couple things. One, does it mean Rosen can't succeed in the future? In fact, I'm fairly optimistic about Rosen. This is a problem he has to address. And the next time Arizona plays a really good team defensively with a strong rush, especially if Arizona's O-line's beat up, I think you got to be very careful betting Arizona till Rosen proves he learned this lesson.
Normally here on Straight Out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio, we get into the Vegas lead, but Fridays are a different animal altogether. It is a pick-a-palooza here on Straight Out of Vegas, the biggest game in the NFL and in college football. And one of the things that we've heard, some of the feedback from you, the listener, is Straight Out of Vegas's rationale behind their picks, step by step. RJ, how is it you guys do what it is that you do?
Well, listen, we're going to pull back the curtain. We're going to go down Kansas City, Cincinnati, big game, Sunday Night Football, and Michigan, Michigan State, and get a feel for this is how we analyze a game. Now, listen to the sound. That's a full Sugar Mountain Dew. We got so many picks to do. Getting revved up, Fez. All right, KC, Cincinnati. KC favorite at home by 6. A little bit more than I expected. First thing, we believe Cincinnati is overrated.
Yes, Cincinnati is my number 14 team. Almost everyone else in the media has them in the top 10, RJ. The reason they're overrated is because they're 4-2. Looks like a good team. But two of their wins were complete coin flips. 30 seconds to play at Indianapolis, 30 seconds to play at Atlanta. Game could go either way. They won both of those games. They really should be 3-3. They're an average team.
So which games do you consider coin flips?
The at Indianapolis and at Atlanta games for the Bengals.
Okay, so you're saying they were 2-0 in those coin flips. They clearly beat the Ravens.
Yes.
They lost, and then remember, they were home on a Thursday, which takes a little shine off that one because it's so tough to play on the road on Thursday. Now,
don't forget the Miami debacle.
That's what I'm thinking. There was one more coin flip. Thank you, Brad. Is Miami was also a coin flip, right?
Well, yes, I try to omit that from my memory because I bet Miami plus 6 and they led 17-3 in the fourth
quarter.
Well,
I did too. I mean, we were playing the sad music for that one. I mean, so I think we're all in agreement there. So they've had 4 coin flips, you could say, with the Steelers being the fourth, and they're 3-1. Thus, that record is so much better. Now, you look at that Steeler game, they were outgained the Bengals by over 200 yards. Wasn't really a coin flip, but people were saying, well, they lost that one. They could have won. Maybe. So they certainly could have won, but it would have been one of those unusual wins. So since he overrated, I agree with you. Number two, this Bengals team has a history in prime time of not playing well.
We are not clutch. We talk about is
we who's we
the Bengals. I'm from Southern Ohio, so
I would never associate with the Bengals. But go ahead.
Well, you are a Pittsburgh fan, so Marvin Lewis 9-31 straight up in primetime games. Andy Dalton.
So let's slow down and think about this. 40 games, they've won 9. Now I'm going to do a little math in my head. That's less than 25%.
Yes.
Not good.
And the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, is 6-19 again. Below 25%.
Okay. Now, positive for Kansas City because since he's overrated. Positive for Kansas City, because Cincy historically underperforms. Same coach means we can go back in history and assume it's still applicable. Last one that is also pro Kansas City. They lost last week, but we upgraded them.
Yeah, they lost by 3 points. Mahomes was a little nervous to start the game against New England. By the time the game ended, I was thinking, if this goes another quarter, Kansas City's going to beat New England. I upgraded Kansas City. They're now my number two team in the NFL ahead of New England, just slightly.
Okay. Everyone's thinking, okay, we got to like enough to bet coming up on KC. Hold the phone. One thing is holding me back, and Fez, we're going to see if it holds you back. I went into the database, and I found teams that were 5-0 and lost game six. How did they play in game seven? My rationale coming in was they'd be disappointed. When you get that momentum, you lose, you're thinking, who cares so much about the next game? Not that extreme, but just a little let down. 27 times last 30 years, 5-0 team, lost game six. What did they do in game seven? 10-17 against the spread. To me, that number's not big enough to say I'm sure it's a problem. But boy, when I looked into that because I thought it might be a problem, that reinforces, are we sure? I know it's Sunday Night Football. Are we sure they're playing a fever pitch right now after that loss? I'm not. So I'm just going to lean Kansas City minus six. Your pick.
Yeah, and I just lean Kansas City as well. And my concern is Kansas City is 6-0 against the spread. And because of that, that's why this line is six. The odds makers.
So what you're saying
it.
Is you think, and I said earlier, I thought the six was a little bit pricey. They lost last week, but they still covered the spread. And they did cover the closing number against Denver. Some might have lost with them, but the closing number, 3.5, they covered. So really, you could have bet Kansas City every game this year if you got the right number and won every game, which means what? People want to bet Kansas City, which makes them expensive. So we both agree we don't want the Bengals. We both lean Kansas City.
Correct.
When we come back, we're going to preview the biggest college football game.
That's coming up next here on Straight Outta Vegas. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Outta Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, creators of the Name Your Price tool. Choose from a range of coverage options and pick the price that works for you. Visit progressive.com today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a moment, we have got the biggest college football game of the weekend.
Each day, we bring Vegas straight to you. Right now on the Strip, 81 degrees, and the neon is flowing.
Guys, our Pick-a-Palooza continues here on Straight Outta Vegas. We go to college football, where Michigan finds themselves a 7.5-point favorite at Michigan State.
So, Brad, you seen 7 or 7.5?
It must have just changed.
Ooh. I'll look it up as we're talking. Because we were going to start this handicap. And remember, what we tend to do, or the new thing we're doing on these big game previews, is breaking it down one factor at a time, pulling back the curtain on how a professional handicaps these games. My first thought, what are you seeing on it? Oh, I thought you had it up. My first thought was the idea that the line probably should be closer to 7.5. My gut feeling is, all things equal, Michigan favored by a little more than a touchdown made sense. But there's a few things that I don't think the market's probably accounting for that is advantage Michigan. Number one, that Michigan State offensive line.
Yeah, and the Spartans this week, a couple of starters going to be out on that offensive line. Let's face it, RJ. Offensive line's not football sexy. Always those cluster injuries on the offensive line.
So define a cluster injury.
When you have multiple injuries at one single position.
And the theory is it's 2 + 2 = 5, or in this case, -2 + -2 = -5.
There you go.
Because it's an amplified effect. Because sometimes, especially on the O-line, oh, the tackle's out, put the tight end over there. But if both tackles are out, what do? Right? It amplifies. Now, do you think this game, and I think so, the weather makes the O-line even more important and the deficiencies on Michigan State even more important.
So the weather forecast for tomorrow in East Lansing, early start time, temperatures in the 40s, good chance of rain, and most important, 20-mile-an-hour wind. To me, that doesn't sound like I want to be throwing the football over the yard, all over the field there. That means the running game. The offensive line is going to be a bigger part of the game plan, and yet I have a Michigan State offensive line with some injury question marks. Makes me want to like Michigan.
Would you say injury question marks or like some real injury problems?
Real injury problems.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so now we're saying this is a game where the O-line matters more because of the weather, and Michigan State's O-line is borderline devastated. Advantage Michigan. And you mentioned the wind. The wind is oftentimes the most important weather factor in a football game. Now, I think there's one other reason Michigan probably has the value here, and that is there's a trend out there that's gotten so widely known that it's causing some recreational bettors to bet Michigan State.
Yeah, and the trend is quite simple. Just series history. Last 10 years in this series, Michigan State, a perfect 10-0 against the spread. 8 outright wins for Michigan State in those 10 meetings. 10-0, that's a big number. And let's face it, today's day and age in the betting scene where it's more prominent, social media and whatnot, this might not get much play 5, 6, 7 years ago. But in today's day and age, probably get, you know, playing a part, half point or so as far as the line here.
And it makes sense. So in a way, if you think about a trend, it's like there's some factor that's not being accounted for in the line that matters because it happens so often and there's a result that's one way and not the other, meaning Michigan State plays these games close. But once people start talking about it, even though Michigan State may still have that advantage, the whole little brother thing, right, and wanting to prove to Michigan.
Yep.
But if the market, if the bettors say it's worth more than it's really worth, you actually want to go against the trend. So when you add it all up, you like Michigan enough to bet them?
I like Michigan enough to bet them, but I will say this, RJ. Much prefer betting the 7 instead of the 7.5.
Okay. Now, Fez, quickly, you guys had a crossfire on this. What did that mean? It meant you like Michigan State, and whenever there's a disagreement on this show, you hear this sound? That means you guys bet $100. Now, you're betting a lot more than that, but we love to see you pay each other. Real quick, are you still on Michigan State, or have you backed away?
I backed away. I was unaware of the cluster injuries on the O-line for Sparty. That's a major
Now, how
concern.
Did you, real quick, how did you handle that? Meaning, had you bet Michigan State already, other than the bets we made amongst ourselves?
I had not, because I was waiting for that all-important hook +7.5. Now I don't even want it +7.5.
So what? So you wouldn't even want to take Michigan State +7.5?
No.
All right, but we still got our bets.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Oh.
And it's not 7.5, it's 7.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, let me tell you, as the voice of the fan here, I'm also the eyes of the fan. I'm seeing 7.5 on pregame.com. All right.
All so right, well, we believe
listen,
it.
Listen, all right. I'm just,
it,
just
I mean,
make
we
that
were
clear.
Just preparing for the show 20 minutes ago and it was 7. I'm not saying that there was we had any influence on the line. You know, we'll just move on.
All right, guys. It is time for the wise guy wisdom here on Straight Outta Vegas. Rapid fire through every single game in the NFL on Sunday. And we start in London, where the Chargers are a 6.5-point favorite over the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, this one to me is driven by the Chargers staying in Ohio after the Browns game. And they had that mini camp. And if you have a really good coach and a bought-in team, that mini camp can bring a team together. I don't really like this Chargers coach, so I don't know what to think of this mini camp, but I think the answer to that question gives you who you got to like in this London game. I don't have the answer, but knowing the right question is important too.
To Chicago we go, where the Patriots are a 2.5-point favorite at the Bears.
This came from one of our associate producers, Mackie. What a wild guy Mackie is. But it's brilliant. Who did New England play last week? Andy Reid, Nagy's mentor. And you know you give Belichick 2 games in a row against the same type of offense, advantage Belichick. Additionally, consider the following. Did Belichick set up Nagy, shown him something, knowing how Nagy would respond to it, and Belichick having that next chess move in his pocket? I think so. Actually, Colin Cowherd's pick number 6, bottom of the hour, is on this game.
The Buccaneers are 3.5-point favorite hosting the Cleveland Browns.
Biggest question to me, and I've got the answer to this one, has the defenses caught up to Baker Mayfield? I say yes, schematically. Oftentimes, a rookie quarterback will come in. The defensive coordinators will get some tape on him, as they like to say. And once they do, they say he can do this, but he can't do that. And they start making him do that. Maybe Mayfield's going to be able to pass the test, but I think we're at that point where there's potential problems due to the way the defenses are learning how to defend Mayfield.
And I'm very worried about the Browns and their energy level, all those close games and overtime games early in the year, and now they play in 82 degrees.
The Detroit Lions travel to Miami, where they are a 3-point favorite over the Dolphins.
This is all about the weather. Low 80s on Sunday. You saw it last week. Chicago dominating that game. Fourth quarter, it was hot, dark uniforms. Miami dominated from there. If you like the Lions, I would look first half. If you like the Dolphins, I would look second half when the heat and the fatigue takes its toll.
The Philadelphia Eagles are a 5-point favorite hosting the Carolina Panthers.
I think this is all about Carson Wentz being a different quarterback today than he was 3 or 4 weeks ago. He came back a little early. And how did that affect things? He didn't run the ball as much. They didn't cause plays as aggressively. And I think the guys that watch the tape tell me that the knee looks better and better each week. And I think that him getting close, if not 100%, is the difference maker for the Eagles.
First two games for Wentz, 5.5 yards per pass attempt. Last two games, 7.5 yards per pass attempt.
Fez, that's why I keep you around, backing up my general theories with actual numbers.
In a game that should probably be on standard def, it is the Indianapolis Colts, a 7.5-point favorite, hosting Derek Anderson and the Bills.
I'll give you two quick ones. Derek Anderson, 4 passes last year. Also, and maybe these go together, first time ever, 1-5 team, that's the Colts, is favored by more than a touchdown versus a team with 2 or more wins. Obviously, that's the Derek Anderson effect.
The Vikings, a 3.5-point favorite at the New York Jets.
Vikings at the Jets. I think this is about Zimmer, and it's about the complexity of his defense. Because I actually like Sam Darnold, and the film guys say they're impressed by him. But the Jets have done a wonderful job of not putting him in bad situations. And because of that, he's excelled more than maybe he would if Darnold were in those tougher situations. Zimmer is such the good coach for the Vikings. I think he puts Darnold in tough situations. That makes me actually lean, if not like, the Vikings.
The Texans are at the Jaguars. Jacksonville, a 4.5-point favorite.
And let's do this. This will be our last one, and we'll do the news break and come back and finish up. I think this is all about Watson's health, whereas he has a chest injury. The question is, with a typical quarterback, if he's at 90%, if his arm's healthy, it doesn't affect him too much. Watson's mobility and his willingness to take a hit is key to him. And if that injury hobbles or limits him, it could have a bigger effect than one of these injuries. If Tom Brady's a little banged up, unless it's his arm, it doesn't hurt him as much as a mobile quarterback.
Watson only ran the ball twice last week. We need to see more production from his legs if they're going to win this game.
In just a minute, we'll come back with the rest of the wisest wise guy wisdom, plus world premiere Colin Cowherd's pick number 6.
All of that next here on Straight Outta Vegas. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Beyer.
We're 2 hours away from the first pitch of Game 6 in the National League Championship Series on Fox Sports 1 tonight. Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Hyunjin Ryu takes on Wade Miley. Dodgers up 3-2 in the series. With the win, they'd advance to the World Series for the second straight year and would face the Red Sox starting Tuesday. If Milwaukee wins, Game 7 in the Brew City tomorrow night. In the the NFL. The Cardinals fired offensive coordinator Mike McCoy today, naming quarterbacks coach Byron Leftwich as his replacement. This after a 45-10 loss to the Broncos that saw quarterback Josh Rosen leave the game with a foot injury. He's got a sprained big toe on his left foot. He is expected to play Week 8 against San Francisco. A trade today in the NFL is the Browns sent running back Carlos Hyde to Jacksonville for a fifth-round pick. Jacksonville dinged up in the backfield as Leonard Fournette's going to miss their game against the Texans with a hamstring injury. T.J. Yeldon's going to start, but he's also been dealing with injuries. No Dalvin Cook for the Vikings, been ruled out against the Jets because of a strained hammy. Well, Marshawn Lynch has a groin injury that the NFL Network says could cost him the next month and maybe more, as he is a candidate to be placed on injured reserve. A couple of NBA notes. Russell Westbrook could be making his season debut tonight for the Thunder from off-season knee surgery. They face the Clippers. He was able to work out today. They'll see how his knee responds. And Andre Iguodala out for the Warriors tonight against the Jazz. He has some tightness in his calf. Guys, back to you.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas comes to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up in 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, it is our Friday edition of the Best Bets here on Straight Out of Vegas. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan, and he is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yeah, three games left, and then Colin Cowherd's pick number six. Let's go Ravens, Saints. Ravens 2.5 at home. This is about home field. If you think about it, Ravens are, Fez, what, seventh or eighth best home field in the NFL?
Number five, actually.
Wow, is what you got. Saints are one of the teams that rely on home field the most. So if you combine that and say, which series with Team A versus Team B would home field matter the most? This would be one of the top seven or eight. That plus being below a field goal, I think we're going to be talking about this Ravens game in a little bit.
Guys, the Washington Redskins are a one-point favorite hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
This is all about Dallas's ability to run the ball. When they run, they're fine. When they can't, they're not. Dallas has won four straight games against Washington. In those games, they've run for 600-plus yards. That's over 150 a game. Unless the Skins can fix that, problems for the Skins.
The LA Rams go to San Francisco. They are a 9.5-point favorite at the 49ers.
There's trends, and then there's systems. Ooh, what's a system? A system is league-wide. A trend might be Steelers win in Cincinnati. A system is, and here's one, home underdogs of more than 8 points. Doesn't matter who the teams are, it's the league-wide system, are 42-24 against the spread. Almost 66%. I get it. You don't want to bet that horrible 49er team. Well, that's why there's value on that horrible 49er team.
Here on Straight Out of Vegas, Colin Cowherd has his Blazing Five during his Friday edition of the Herd here on Herd on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. Here on Straight Out of Vegas, however, he offers a bonus pick, and it's called this.
Let's go!
Now.
Hey, that's great football now!
It's Collins. Pick number six.
All right, a bonus pick only for RJ Bell and only for our audience here. I would take the Bears plus +3 against the Patriots. New England off a wild... I mean, listen, we know it's New England and they're consistent, but that was the game of the year in the NFL. That was the best regular season game in the NFL. In about 3 years. I think a little let down. The weather, it's getting a little choppy now. And Trubisky in the last two games with Matt Nagy, kind of chopped it up. Been okay. So I would take the Bears plus +3 in a mild upset. What do the wise guys think?
Well, we happen to have a few wise guys around the table here. Fez, I'll let you step in. What did you think of that Collins pick?
Well, I like the Bears as well, and it's
wrong. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all about my power ratings, RJ. I have both of these teams approximately. The media has them in the same spot that I've got them, and I have a 3.5-point difference in how good they are. New England's 3.5 points better than
so
the Bears.
So if it were on a neutral field, Pats would be favored by 3.5.
Right. So because the Bears get almost a field goal for their home field, I simply have to like the Bears if I'm getting plus +3.
Okay. So what you're saying is, let's assume just 3. So if New England is 3.5 points better, you're giving the Bears 3 for home. You're saying New England should be like favored by 0.5 points.
Yes.
Instead, they're favored by 2.5. You know what's funny? You had the same analysis, or we were talking the same game in our crossfire battle yesterday. You had different analysis. It feels like he's just kind of, you know, like a. You ever notice when you are in your bedroom and the lights are off and you're trying to find the light and you're like feeling along the wall? Feels like that's the Fez's handicap in this game.
Well, my handicap yesterday felt like I just woken up and I was trying to find the wall and I was a little groggy as well.
Oh, but now you've woken up. Oh, yes. I don't know. Maybe. But let me ask you a few questions. What about Mackey's point? And it was a good one. And when we did our podcast, you know, Mackey's a really smart guy, but he really looks up to Fez. And when you had a pick on the Bears, he came running in from the control room to press the green button against you. I've never seen anything like it. That maybe should worry you. But he made the point about Nagy and Belichick and Reed and the whole idea Belichick just went against Reed. That's trouble for Nagy. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a great point. Frankly, it was not part of my initial handicap earlier in the week when I liked the Bears.
Well, your handicap's changed four or five times on this game. Here's what I'm predicting when the Patriots cover.
And once again, the forces of niceness and goodness have triumphed over the forces of evil and rottenness.
That's my prediction.
Guys, our pros are in agreement on two games this weekend in the football world. But before we get to that, I do want to let you know we are brought to you by Geico, where everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket, it may just be the most rewarding to do you do today. Today here on Straight Outta Vegas, our pros are in agreement. And of all the games this weekend on the board, there are two that the pros like and two that they agree on. The first one is in the NFL. It's the Ravens, a 2.5-point favorite hosting the Saints.
Yeah, and this is the flip side to what we do on Thursdays at 6:30 Eastern, is the crossfire battle. Here, we both agree, Fez, it's Baltimore. We talked about the home field. Ravens, underrated home field. Saints need home field. What else makes you agree with me and like the Ravens?
Well, to your point of home field and what strengthens the home field for Baltimore, the weather forecast, 50 degrees. Looks like the wind's going to be 15 to 18 miles an hour. We've got a dome team, precision offense with some
wins. I like
wins.
That word, precision. That's true.
That's going to be a problem for the Saints.
Look at this Ravens team. This is going to blow your mind. It really, really is. There's been six games the Ravens have played this year. In the second half, the Ravens have given up 15 points. Not last week, the whole year. 12 quarters in the second half, third and fourth quarter times six. 12 quarters, 15 points. Not only do I like the Ravens, as a football fan, I think this game is going to tell us, can a great defense stop a great offense in 2018? So far, Baltimore has stopped pretty much everybody. When we come back, it's best bets, and best bets.
Your last chance to make money this week. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. The pregame show you always wanted is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a minute, we have a game in college football that our pros agree on. But first, we start in Major League Baseball, where one half of the World Series is set. Red Sox eliminating the Astros last night in Houston. We have Game 6 of the NLCS tonight. The Dodgers are a slight favorite over the Brewers and up 3-2 in the series.
And we talked about it starting the playoffs is underdogs do well in the playoffs because fans are looking at the records. But, boy, those records don't seem to matter historically once you make the playoffs. So far, 10 games in the American League and National League finals, and the underdog is 7-3. So winning the game straight up 7 out of 10 times. I lean dog tonight.
Guys, our pros are in agreement in a college football game. We want to get to that before, though. We are brought to you by Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Washington State Cougars are a 3-point favorite hosting the Oregon Ducks. RJ, what does Vegas think?
Well, usually right now, Brad Powell. In fact, I think I'm going to have Brad start this. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. It's the theme music for Haystack Hank. He wants to do this handicap. Haystack Hank, he hangs out around farms, and he's not very advanced in his thinking. Haystack, what do you like in this game?
Oregon Ducks, are you kidding me? They just got done beating Washington last week. Outright upset for them Ducks. Now, this week, they're only playing Washington State. Boy, they got the best quarterback in the country. Going to be the number one pick in the draft, Justin Herbert. Gimme, 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 Ducks. How could they be a dog here?
Haystack has his own theme music.
Hey, Brad, who did you grow up with that's done after? It has, somebody had
saying?
To be the inspiration.
No one asked you about football, live bet Jesus.
Oh, listen, I don't
this
know who that is.
Haystack Hank. He's gone now. Brad, what do you think of Haystack's handicap?
It sucks. I'm on the other side. I like Washington.
Listen, you don't want to mess with Haystack. I will say that.
He's been throwing them bales around the farm. Anyways, I like Washington State here. And to me, it's all about that incredible home field atmosphere that Washington State's going to have. First time ever ESPN College Game Day makes a visit to Pullman. If there's any crowd that's going to be juiced up this weekend at college football, it's Washington State, who's won 10 straight home games to begin with.
Fez, you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to that home field advantage, they don't even need ESPN to be there. They're 15-1 straight up in their home games, 11-4-1 against the spread.
Agreement from the pros, Washington State.
Guys, we go to college football where Brad Powers has his best bet of the weekend.
No theme music for him. Go, Brad.
No, we're going to take Navy plus 12.5. Simple handicap. It's all about misleading finals involving these two teams from last week that creates some value on Navy. First off, Navy's opponent, Houston. Last week, blowout win over East Carolina. You go into the box score, Houston aided by 4 turnovers, plus 4 turnovers for Houston. That's a negative this week. Navy on the other side. Another reason why I like Navy. Last week, the head coach for Navy, Ken Niumatalolo, says the worst call he's ever seen in his coaching took a touchdown off the board and prevented Navy from winning a game. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme the middies, plus 12.5.
You know something? You actually sound a little bit like Haystack at various points during that. What was that guy's name?
Ken Niumatalolo.
Now, I can promise you Haystack would not know how to use to say that name.
Ken Neo, the Hawaiian guy.
Guys.
Hey, Jonas, real quick.
Yeah.
You're 2-2 on your best bet.
Yeah, I sure am.
And you're sitting on a 2-2.
Look, I learned the terminology from you guys being the square chair, that there's a lean and there's a like. And I lean a couple of games, but I don't like anything enough to ruin my 2-2 record.
Well, listen, you got to appreciate a man so humble that he sits on a 2-2 record.
That's the least I could do. Steve Fezzik, however, he is our NFL expert here on Straight Out of Vegas, and he's got a best bet for the weekend.
Yep, I like the 49ers plus 9.5. I bet the 49ers plus 9.5. It is all about the horrible scheduling spot for the Rams. This is their third straight road game. As it turns out, if you just blindly bet against a team in the NFL in their third road game, you would cash 57% of your tickets. So we want to look to go against that team in that third straight road game. And I think that this spot is particularly bad. Let's look at these road games. At Seattle, tough physical game. They win by 2. At Denver in altitude, close game. They win by 3. San Francisco, the Rams do. Now the Rams suddenly play San Francisco. This is the game I think they could look past. I like the underdog, the 49ers, plus 9.5.
Yeah, I agree with you here. I mean, Beathard was about as bad as you could get last year. How much have you upgraded him for the 49ers?
Upgraded him by 3 points for the year, 2 points just for the Green Bay game. He looked so good against the Packers.
So, and sometimes, listen, it was a different age, but Terry Bradshaw was being benched in his fourth year by a guy named Terry Hanratty.
From Notre Dame.
Yeah, there you go. Rocky Blyer from Notre Dame. Speaking of Notre Dame, what are you thinking about them, Brad, these days?
They're on a bye this week. They're in the distance.
All right, I'm going to give my best bet. It's the same game, Fez, but it's the total. What's the total over, under a total point? I can't believe this trend hadn't been discovered. I hadn't seen it anywhere. And a lot of people probably are going to say, RJ, why would you give the world this trend? Listen, I love to win money, but I honestly love to get, I think about it, let's say I'm going to win whatever, you know, less than 10,000 bucks on any bet I make if it's a one team, or let's just say it that way. How many people are going to bet this total that I give right now? Right? We got, you know, six figures listening. That's, you know, a fact. It's going to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars probably going to be bet on this game. To me, I love money, but I feel even better about it if the bookies who I hate are losing across the country. In games where the home team is an underdog of more than 8 points, we talked about it, Fez, the home team tends to cover, but those games go under a crazy amount of time, under the total. Last 20 games in that spot, 2-18 against the spread. Check that, 2-18 towards the under. So two overs, 18 unders. That's pretty strong. Under Rams, RJ's best bet of the week.
The Odd Couple comes up next. We are Straight Outta Vegas, back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Outta Vegas!